and welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another movie review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Fast X.
As I look out at this wonderful family, I am filled with so much pride.
The great Dom Toretto.
If you never would have gotten behind that wheel, I'd never be the man I am today.
And now, I am the man who's going to break your family.
Piece by piece.
So, we're back at it again with the Fast and Furious franchise. And for sure, there is a lot of talk on the social media game, and there's a lot I want to say, but I'm going to try to keep this spoiler free as much as I can. And because this is a roughly almost two and a half hour long movie, it didn't feel like it, honestly. There was so much happening. The cast is here, a full cast of like almost every of your favorite character are back. Dom and the family. It's for sure. It is what you expect from a Fast and Furious movie. Nothing too grand scale is saying a lot, actually, for this franchise. But let's just kind of jump into it a little bit. Overall, if you are a fan of the Fast and Furious franchise, Fast X is a continuation. It's just more of the same. The thing I will say is, because there were so many fun action sequences, like, this Fast and Furious movies has always been cars, women, and explosions, and craziness. And this one for sure is craziness at its peak. The thing I would say about this film itself, there's always been, and I think well, like, my brother-in-law, he's a major Fast and Furious franchise fan, and it's been a while since I've seen the franchise in a while. He's recently rewatched the entire thing just to get to see this movie, and I was watching a couple here and there in between, and we realized that it was around Fast 5 that things just got like cranked to 11, basically, and then after that it just never went down. And there has always been in every one of these films from 5 and up where there was always a push to boundaries. There was like this, that one moment. And I think Fast X didn't have that single one moment, but that didn't hurt it. It had so many smaller individual moments that played keyed out really good. So many fun, like I mentioned earlier, fun sequences, things like that, that just made this film like very entertaining consistently. As far as the plot goes, the plot is pretty simple. We have Jason Momoa's character as, what the fuck was his name? So many actors here. Just damn, they were making so many jokes about it too. Why can't I remember his name? Where are you? Dante. That was his name, Dante. Interesting. Dante. For sure, I will say Jason Momoa, outstanding performance. I would say his performance over everyone else was a standout. I liked when he was on screen. His lines were wonderful. It felt like Jason Momoa was just having fun playing Dominic. Is it Dominic? It's gonna bother me so bad, guys, you know. Double check in here. Why can't I find it? Dante. Yeah, why can't I remember that? Anyways, I don't know. Yeah, like I said, this film's a lot. But that's good though. That's what I expect from a Fast and Furious. I'm not expecting grand stuff. So Dante is basically this is all from the trailer, so it's not super spoilers. So Dante was the son of the corrupt politician from Fast 5, and after the whole Brazil vault situation. So that's where you kind of get this revenge plot and kind of things like that. But what I like about Dante's character is, like, what's interesting about character films that have this protagonist, antagonist kind of like back and forth. It's when the antagonist has a reasonably like interesting take or vision or something. And I think I enjoyed what Dominic was made to be. This, not this one character that's trying to take over the world or get money. He is out for to make people suffer. And it worked really well. He did a, like Jason Momoa did a really good job showcasing Dante. It's like, yeah, he's not gonna fuck around. He has a plan and he's gonna pull it off, you know, any way he can. And I like that. And like he did it, because the rest of the cast, they were playing your usual family, and like there wasn't too much. There was no outstanding moments that I felt like just elevated some characters. They were just the usual, and I'm like, you know, that's fine. That's, you just want to just continuate that, and not to differentiate from what you're usually used to. Like, you know, they were just continuing on, and just adding the point where Dante was trying to separate the family, basically. And I think the plot did a good job, like separating everyone, making it like entertaining, because there was a lot of cuts because there were so many people, so much. Like I said, the movie's long and you're following so many different plot points, but I feel the flow of the film did a reasonable job for what the plot was, where Dante was trying to make Don suffer, try to kidnap his son, try to basically kill the family, and go from there. And I think the film did a reasonable job trying to portray that, go through that. It, you know, you had some fun sequences. You had a drag race, you know, just a nod back to just your retro Fast Furious movies. Some fun surprises, some that were like, oh my god, I did not see that coming. Honestly, the finale to this film, that's where a lot of people are talking about right now. I'm not gonna spoil it, but it is like, wow, I was like, what's happening? And I did not expect that. Like, okay, so what? I literally left the theater surprised, actually, for a Fast and Furious movie. I was like, I don't think I was as surprised as when, what was it, when Han like showed up one time, like, holy shit, he's still alive? Like that, when that happened in one of the movies, when Han was still alive, like, whoa. So when I left this movie, I was like, wow, props on marketing or anything or anyone, because that finale was like not what I thought. Wasn't to the lesser to what I was expecting, so it's not gonna really downgrade the film in my opinion, but it's like really thinking like that, what, like, wow, okay, like they subverted my expectation in that sense, you know. But besides that, like I said, a lot of the cinematography and some of the things like that were great. They were everywhere. This was filmed like in London, Rome, Lisbon, Los Angeles. Like, there's so many fun set pieces, everything, cars for days, man, cars for days. And just, it's just a fun film. It's one of those things where you just kind of have to sit back and just watch the movie. Like, I'm not there for anything too like in depth, and I got what I wanted from the film. I'm surprised there. So honestly, yeah, I enjoyed watching it. I'm gonna be speculating about this movie for a little bit more. Apparently people are gonna be talking about it for a little bit longer. So yeah, I'm gonna give, is there really any big negatives? I would say some of the negatives, I would say some of the special effects here and there were a little bit off here and there. And some of the jokes, there were some jokes. You got some banter from some characters, for sure, back and forth. They hit, and then some didn't. But yeah, the comedy was hit or miss here and there. I got some chuckles here and there, but it was not too much. And like you would think I would say that the action sequence are outrageous. Like, that's what I'm expecting from this film. I'm not downgrading that for that. I want him for that reason. So I'm going to give Fast X Fast X a 7 out of 10. It was a good movie. I liked it. I genuinely did enjoy it. It surprised me. I had fun. Wild. It's exactly what I wanted and more. And I wanted more. And I was like, okay. So yeah. Let me know your thoughts on the Fast and Furious franchise. Let me know if you watched Fast X, your thoughts on the film, and the franchise itself, because for sure there's also a mid-credit scenes for some reason. I'm like, okay, mid-credit scenes. So yeah, let me know your thoughts. If you're watching this on YouTube, down in the comments. If you're on Spotify, there's also a place to leave comments as well. If you're listening to any other podcast platforms, thank you for listening. So, everyone, thank you again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya.